Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, chance for some flurries, and we'll have a high near 21 degrees. Around the area, temperature-wise, things have been hanging in the 20s or near 20 this morning. They were, of course, a lot warmer yesterday. Right now, Kenosha's at 19 degrees, feels like 4 above. Burlington down to 17 degrees, but the flurries have disappeared. In Milwaukee, it is 16, and in Racine, 18 degrees. Windchill indices just above zero. 3 years in prison, followed by 5 years on supervised release, the sentence from Kenosha County Judge David Bastianelli for Christopher Hornazes, who was convicted of robbing a hotel on 122nd Avenue last April 7th while dressed as a woman, makeup included. The 29-year-old Hornazes reportedly jumping over the front counter, displaying a knife, taking some money, then running outside to a vehicle. The attire for the robbery, which occurred one day after Hornazes got out of prison in Illinois, similar to what was worn during holdups at businesses in Lake County. Hornazes, arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service, got a 13-year prison sentence for those Illinois crimes. Also in Kenosha Circuit Court, 33-year-old Brian Palmer of Pleasant Prairie admitted his guilt to a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide for attacking a woman last June inside of an assisted living facility in the village. He claims, however, it was because he was mentally ill at the time. The man from Pleasant Prairie charged with attacking a 54-year-old woman as she got onto an elevator at the Prairie Ridge Senior Living Facility to go visit a relative. The woman was punched and choked and found with other injuries as well. The issue of Palmer's competency will be addressed with another court appearance in February. The continuing problem of Lake Michigan bluff erosion on the shoreline in Mount Pleasant's Lake Park neighborhood has got the village moving on at least one initiative to try to stabilize the situation a bit as the edge gets closer and closer to homes. The Stormwater Drainage Commission heard from village engineer Tony Beyer, said the application of what's known as a Chapter 30 permit to the agency has been their focus of late with the goal of contacting every affected property owner. There was just one no to the project, which means plan B when it comes to an access capability for the shoreline to get that work done.
He's not to be convinced to go along. So the south end, which is in some ways unfortunate because then we have our public fire station park property, which would have made a great access ramp coming down. So now if that access road is going to happen, it'll have to come from Graceland on the north, or do it by crane or by barge, something else. So that's up to the contractor.
That one affected property owner not wanting to be a part of it, according to Beyer, going to be out in the cold should he change his mind. The DNR application process, that's gone pretty well, he indicated, but dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers, kind of another story. They've kind of wanted a 50-50 cost study on the bluff issue. He indicated he's leaning against it just due to the urgency of the situation.
This isn't going to do us any good for a few years at a minimum. And at that point, do we have anything down there we're even going to consider using it for? Odds are the lake drops 5 feet in the next 3-4 years. So I don't necessarily see it as a good use of money. We're going to keep approaching them and trying to see if, knowing what they know now, that we're building half of whatever revetment they might have built. We have access rights there. Do we now have a good enough project to convince you to get back on board, get some federal funding for it?
And there's no guarantee to any fix of the problem, even if the study were to occur. Beyer indicating that the village board could deal with the bluff stabilization project through the DNR permit in about a month or so, and if all goes well, then that work could begin by April and be completed by early spring. The Fund for Lake Michigan awards a $200,000 grant to Kenosha County to support wetland restoration in the Pike River area in the Petrifying Springs Park. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The project is designed to manage stormwater and will involve the restoration of nearly 4 acres of wetland in the southernmost branch of the Pike River. It will include the creation of tree islands and shallow wetlands designed to further improve water quality, along with the planting of nearly 3 dozen trees, more than 80 shrubs, and 4,600 wet prairie plants. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, in a statement, said the grant will fund an important piece of the larger restoration of the Pike River in Kenosha County, resulting in a healthier river and a cleaner Lake Michigan. Kenosha County also received a $500,000 grant from the EPA's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative for Phase 1 of the project. The new project will align with that phase and is set to begin this summer. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Town of Yorkville's water diversion application, along with issues that relate to the Foxconn project in Mount Pleasant, on a pair of agendas for the City of Racine Executive Committee. First meeting coming up 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Wingsbright Conference Center in Wind Point. There's another tomorrow morning at 9:30. Both going to be in closed session, both at Wingspread. Nothing to be reported out afterward. With all the water from yesterday's off and on rainfall and then the falling temperatures last night and early today, got roads in southeast Wisconsin that were a little bit slick this morning. One Racine County Sheriff's deputy in the early hours made an inquiry about salt trucks coming out to deal with the black ice he had come across. There was another officer who found a vehicle in a ditch around Highway 38 and Double M. South Milwaukee police indicated there was a vehicle into a pond at Grant Park. Southeast Wisconsin drivers were urged to use some caution, plan some extra travel time, and allow extra braking distance because of the early morning roads being a little slick. Whether it was related to that or not, Caledonia police went looking early this morning for a car with significant front end damage, a collision with a tree in the 5,000 block of Worsley Lane. A witness indicated the vehicle went the wrong way getting out of the area, last observed on 4 Mile Road, the airbag hanging outside. Police reported finding a sizable amount of car parts at the scene from what appeared to be the front left side of that vehicle. And a man who was seriously injured in an accident in Caledonia this week passed away on Wednesday. Police indicating 55-year-old Kiko Yee from Milwaukee died of his injuries. He was a passenger in a vehicle involved in that crash on the curve to Highway 38, intersecting with Highway H. One of the vehicles making a turn at the time, according to the initial reports. Several other people were hurt. The accident is still under investigation. Kenosha Southport Bank is being acquired by First American Bank of Illinois in a cash deal for which the financial terms were not released and all corresponding regulatory approval. Russ Wires, chief executive with Southport, will be joining First American as Wisconsin regional president. Southport's three offices to be converted to First American Bank outlets. Thomas Wells is the chief executive of First American Bank, who says in a statement, "We're excited to bring the quality, local delivery capabilities of Southport into our organization, thereby enhancing our service to our existing Wisconsin clientele." First American has 49 branches in Metro Chicago, one down in Coral Gables, Florida. A profit of $18.1 million the first half of last year, and more than $3.8 billion in assets. Southport has the two branches in Kenosha and one in Salem. First half profit, $1.8 million last year. Total assets, about $275 million. Racine Unified School District's 2017-18 budget got approved and put to bed months ago. Process sometimes, though, does require decisions after the fact, as well as planning way ahead of time. The 2018-19 budget process discussed this week during the school board's work session.
We've done some initial enrollment projections, and then pretty soon staffing will start. So there's a lot of work and preparation already starting for this budget season. The nice thing is that our state funding amounts are known. The state has a two-year budget, but seen in the past, the state likes to pass legislation that have had a significant fiscal impact outside of the budget season. So I think vouchers is one of them, where they passed it in May and had it already implemented over the summer, and it was an unexpected development.
That is Budget Financial Management Director Mark Duff talking to the board, saying there could be a lot of uncertainties yet to this point with the enrollment vouchers and expiring grants, maybe about $2.3 million in additional revenue, but other potential expense issues that have to be addressed, staff computer replacement, open enrollment, health care. He cautioned potential savings from school reorganization could be found, and that the board will have to discuss, among other things going forward, whether to continue the building maintenance priority, which is about $300,000. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announcing nearly $23.8 million to Wisconsin for programs that'll help the homeless. Locally, grants totaling more than $874,000 awarded for 9 projects in Racine County. In Kenosha County, more than $520,000 for a couple of programs there. We Energy's employees, including some who work right out of the Racine County facility, are heading off to Puerto Rico tomorrow. It's to go help with the effort to restore power in that nation, which still doesn't have it because of Hurricane Martha so many months ago. Much of the island was without power. About 55 field employees from We Energy's and Wisconsin Public Service will fly out of Mitchell Airport for a deployment expected to go about 6 weeks. An advance team headed for Puerto Rico earlier this week. Three women from Milwaukee charged in Racine County Circuit Court retail theft. They allegedly took more than $1,200 worth of items from the Hobby Lobby store. Three women seen coming in with a small child. They walked around, loaded up a couple of shopping carts. One of the women walked out, the other two pushing the carts toward the past the checkouts. Then they went over to a car in the parking lot, were confronted by an employee who was pushed and then the vehicle took off with items still in the trunk, which was still open. Car was stopped on the interstate by the sheriff's department. All three women are going to be back in court next month. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.